Hey guys, welcome to Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to Margaritaville. Welcome to the Music Row Happy Hour on the highway. And right now we're also simulcasting on Radio Margaritaville, which is channel 24. This is my good friend Kirsten, who runs that channel. She's awesome, and she kind of put this whole thing together, and I am so happy you are here.
But thank you so much for having me. And, you know, really, Jimmy just heard about this amazing party that you throw all the time at his house, and he wanted to come here and take part.
Yeah. By the microphones here. Here we go. Let me get away from that. Well, we have been to Margaritaville, and we've been to L.A., we've been to Chicago, we've been to Orlando, and, of course, we're here most Fridays on Lower Broadway. So this is just pretty amazing that 3 years we've been doing this party, and on my bucket list for the entire 3 years was for this to happen, and you're making it happen, right?
Hey, it's pretty cool. We're making it happen.
So Kirsten brought a couple of friends with her right now. Mac McAnally and Jimmy Buffett. Oh, boys, this is a little crazy here, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, Mac McAnally's kind of you're kind of a legend here at the Music Row Happy Hour. You've been here a couple of times, hanging out with us.
I'm a veteran.
He's a veteran of this.
I've been here.
You've been here, but not for the Happy Hour yet, so this is your first time. I've been waiting for 3 years.
Dude, Happy Hour is my life.
Oh, I forgot. This man invented the Happy Hour, right? Hey, Matt, congratulations on your 10th CMA Award for Musician of the Year. That's fantastic.
Thank y'all. I demand a recount every single time.
Every single time. So, 3 years we've been here. We've got all these subscribers from all across North America. Every Friday, thank you for letting us use your place. I drink about a half dozen land sharks a week, so I'm totaling up about... I owe you for 800 and something land sharks.
Okay, but we've been keeping count. So one day your tab will appear.
So Kirsten runs your channel and she does a great job.
Yes.
And I know she's fantastic, and I listen all the time, and I know you guys are all pumped about new music and stuff.
Yes, we are. And you know, Jimmy's rolling out a bunch of tour dates, and I've heard that you're very excited about some new music you've been working on in the studio. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
What, the movie?
No, the music you've been working on.
Oh, what have I been working on? I haven't been doing shit.
Here's the deal. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. We're in your house.
There was a song with you and Mac working on a little bit?
No, but I couldn't hear you in my headset, so now I can hear you.
Oh.
So what was the question, ma'am?
Question was that I've heard that you've got some new music going on, song you've been working on with Mac?
Yeah. We've been working on that. That's a top secret project.
Is that top secret? Oh, yeah. Are we not supposed to talk about that?
Yeah, that's a very top secret project. No, but I saw a screening of the movie that I did with Matthew McConaughey and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Beach Bum.
That looks
name
hysterical.
Dropper.
It's not for the faint of heart. Let's say. No, it's funny. So if you can imagine a little bit of Cheech and Chong meets the Big Lebowski meets Hunter Thompson. We're pretty close. And it's going to premiere at South by Southwest.
Fantastic.
Yeah. What else you want to know?
Well, I just want to know, did I hear you say Matthew McConaughey and Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm in a hot tub with him. Well, we are, but... go see the movie, okay?
So I know you're pumped about tomorrow night, Willie, Life and Songs of American Outlaw.
Yeah.
At the Bridgestone Arena. So we got Chris Stapleton there, Emmylou Harris, Eric Church is going to be there, and George Strait, John Mellencamp, Kris Kristofferson, I love it, Sheryl Crow, and Vince Gill, and Norah Jones, and Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an honor to be asked to do it because I think it was the second picnic, the 4th of July picnic,
yeah,
the old original picnic back there. So, and back in those days when I couldn't get arrested, well, I actually got arrested here, but I couldn't get any songs played. It was like Willie and Waylon did. Willie did Railroad and Lady, and Waylon did He Went to Paris, and that was an honor for me to do that. So he's been a long time, wonderful friend and an inspiration. That's cool.
I saw a couple of photos of you and Willie together. You were like 20 years old or something like that, right?
And he was 85. He's always been 85. He's not going anywhere. He's just going to be 85. Yeah.
We can't tell you how excited we are, and we got something bigger coming up a little bit later on tonight, right, Kirsten?
Yeah, there's a lot of equipment on stage here, guys. What are you
planning
for later?
That's because we're going to play. We got bored on vacation. No, I mean, this is all Willie's fault.
Yes, it
is. Because, no, I came to do this, and I called Mac, and I said, Are you getting as bored out there as I am? You know, because we hadn't worked in a while. But
right.
I'm writing songs. I'm going to do a new album. So that's only 10 years since I've done one. So writing gets a little lonely. So as the shameless performers that we are, I said, let's see. The band is getting paid anyway. You're in town. I'm in town. We got this bar here. They do the show. So, and we can walk right across the. We're going to go rehearse with Will, and we're going to say hello to Bob Seger, and then we're going to come back and play. Yeah. I love this town. Yeah.
And just so everybody knows, we're going to broadcast it all live on Radio Margaritaville.
Yes, for those of you who can't get in. But I'd suggest you hide under a palm tree and go to the bathroom and don't come out.
Well, do you guys
want to... Unless they drag you out. Yeah.
Do you want to warm up for the show a little bit? Play
we are going
first?
To warm up for the show. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Music Row Happy Hour live at Margaritaville on the second floor, simulcasting on Radio Margaritaville, and we're on the highway. I am honored, Mac McAnally and Jimmy Buffett.
Well, I think we should let the hometown boy introduce this song. He does great introductions, and I know that he's acting like this is nonchalant, but I know he stayed up all night trying to figure out some clever that Mississippi meets Muscle Shoals Nashville kind of introduction. So, take your way, Matt.
Well, Mr. Buffett decided what time we were going to come over here and sing, and we got this song that associates it with it. I'm either going to be your Alan Jackson surrogate today. Or if you've already had three drinks, hello, I'm Alan Jackson, and welcome to Margaritaville, and it's 5 o'clock somewhere. 2, 3.
I told you you'd get a good intro.
The sun is hot, and that old clock is moving slow.
Day passes like molasses in a winter. Good thing I came.
Yeah, but it's July. Been paid by the hour and over by the minute. Boss just putting me over the limit. I love calling some, but I think I'll just call it a day.
Y'all want to sing?
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Feeling five-ish to you?
Sing it, James.
Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon. Half tonight, tomorrow I know that there will be hell. That's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone is for me, you can just sell my sail away. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Play it, Alan.
Well, I could pay off my tab for myself in a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, you can't help but wonder. Well, we're in a unique uniquely qualified place to find out what Mr. Jimmy Buffett would do. Would you guys like to know what Jimmy Buffett would do? I would.
I come to Nashville play at 5 o'clock and I go to Mark Reeve and I play this.
Nibbing it on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of these frozen people drinking our beer. Strumming my six string on my front porch swing. It's all Willie Nelson's fault that we all are standing here. Wasted away again in Margaritaville.
They can see.
Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Searching for my lost shaker salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it could be my fault. I don't know the reason to stay here all season with nothing to show but a brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty. She was a Tennessee cutie. Or maybe slipped out from Georgia. I haven't got a clue. Wasted away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost shaker song. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. So I guess this is all Kirsten's fault. I'm having a Brewer and Shipley flashback, you know. I blew out my flip-flop. I stepped on a pop-top. I broke my leg twice. I had to limp on back home. But there's booze in the blender. And soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasted away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost shaker salt. Salt, salt, salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's my own damn fault. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's my own damn fault. All right. Thank you.
Radio Margaritaville. Thank you, boys, so much. And Kirsten, you got another show coming up later. Remind everybody where you can hear these guys.
Yes, you can hear them tonight at 9:30 local time, 10:30 Eastern on Radio Margaritaville. That's Sirius XM Channel 24. I hope you guys will join us.
I'll tell you what, boys, I've been waiting for this for a long time, so we're going to celebrate. We're going to buy everybody here in the room a beer right now. So, Jimmy, I need... Yeah, can I have your credit card? Give me your credit card. Land Sharks for everybody. Mac McAnally, Jimmy Buffett. To the highway, it's Sirius XM. It's the Music Row Happy Hour.